will it be? First today, it's tennis, and the Czech men's players caused something of an upset at the weekend by beating a highly rated French team in the first round of the Davis Cup in the North Moravian city of Ostrava. The key moment came in the doubles on Saturday when Radek Štěpánek and Tomáš Berdych defeated Richard Gasquet and Michal Ladra to take a 2-1 lead. Victory for Štěpánek over Gilles Simon in the first singles rubber on Sunday then gave the Czechs an unassailable 3-1 lead in a best-of-five tie that eventually finished 3-2. Radek Štěpánek had this to say afterwards.
I feel fantastic. I'm full of emotion and I'm really happy. We weren't the favourites in this tie. One of the strongest teams around came here in great form and still we managed to win. I'm really happy with how this tie went.
The Czech Republic will again enjoy home advantage when they play Argentina in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup in June. They last got to the semis way back in 1996. Moving on to athletics, and Roman Šebrla failed to make it 4 goals in a row at the European Indoor Championships when he finished third in the heptathlon in Turin on Sunday. His bronze wasn't the only Czech medal. Lucia Škorbáková caused something of a sensation with silver in the women's 60-metre hurdles, while Petr Svoboda took the bronze in the men's 60-metre hurdles. The Czech team's chief coach, Václav Fischer, said he was pleased with the 3 medals, but felt his charges could have reached more finals in Turin. It was the first time in 13 years the Czech Republic didn't take at least 1 gold at the European Indoor Championships. In the ice hockey Extraliga, Karlovy Vary are the first club into the playoff semi-finals after overcoming Litvinov in the minimum 4 games. Elsewhere, Sparta leads Lien 3-1, Slavia and Vítkovice are 1-1, and Pilsen are 2-1 up on Pardubice, with the latter 2 pairings set to face each other again on Monday evening after the recording of this show. Finally, football, and what a start to his career in Russia for former Slavia striker Tomáš Nedzid. The 19-year-old came off the bench to score the winning goal for CSKA Moscow in a dramatic 2-1 victory over Rubin Kazan in the final of Russia's Super Cup. After the game, CSKA's Brazilian coach Zico said Nedzid was the future of the team. That's all the sport for today.